Recently, Teton County asked voters to weigh in on several projects that would have been funded through the local sales tax. Out of 10 proposals, they approved 6. But all 3 of the projects linked to the Southern Teton Area Rapid Transit System, or START, failed at the ballot box. As Wyoming Public Radio's Alana Elder reports, the county is wondering how the bus system can serve people better and become more popular.
It just takes 2 hands to count the number of people riding Jackson's Town Shuttle on a Friday morning. The bus seats less than 30 people, and it's only a third full. Meanwhile, summertime traffic has set in, and we're squeezing between cars to get through the famous Jackson Town Square. Jackson's congestion during tourist season has long been an issue. The Jackson Hole bus system started in the 1980s to shuttle people to the ski area Teton Village, but it has become the county's main tool for keeping cars off the road, a need County Commissioner Greg Epstein says is critical.
The traffic situation in Teton County is out of control right now, and it's not getting any better.
Epstein says public transit addresses other issues important to the community, such as reducing carbon emissions and protecting wildlife from vehicles. The county has been trying to boost alternative modes of transport in the valley, which sees more visitors every year. Epstein says it's been difficult to change people's habits.
People like to do the Wyoming carpool, one person per car. People are attached to their vehicles, and people want to get to where they need to go conveniently. So it really asks for a serious behavioral change, and that's tricky.
START's success depends on who you ask. All of the routes saw more riders than ever last winter, particularly along the way to Teton Village. Epstein says the village incentivized people to ride by charging more for parking. The bus also takes commuters to nearby towns like Victor, Idaho, where many Jackson workers find cheaper housing. And the town shuttle provides rides around Jackson or to Wilson free of charge. This rider loves START.
Herman Rodriguez.
And so where are you going this morning?
Home.
Were you just working a night shift or something?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to go sleep, hopefully?
Yes.
But not everybody is that enthused about it. Bob Culver is a local Tea Party member who campaigned against the START ballot issues that failed this spring. He says START is not working.
The type of mass transit system that they want to build here probably is not a good fit. I don't know what percentage of people think they can even use mass transit to get from, say, home to work or shopping and back, but I'm thinking it's pretty small.
To Culver, the mere fact that people voted down issues with START in the name proves that it's wildly unpopular.
All 3 of those were defeated, and the name START appears to have been the kiss of death for these programs, even though they weren't really for START buses, but some of them were for some maintenance and housing facilities.
Culver publicly criticized most of the items on the ballot as fiscally irresponsible because he says they funded big construction projects that would later need to be maintained. One of the proposals was to put a maintenance building for all of the town's vehicles by the bus barn. Another would have used nearby land to house town employees. The third would have paid for new buses, which operations manager Darren Brugman says START needs.
The bus manufacturer is no longer in business, and we cannot find parts, so we are scrambling to figure out how we can replace at least 8 vehicles.
County Commissioner Epstein says they'll try to bring the ballot issues back, but he says they clearly need to improve START's image.
A lot of people continue to think that START bus runs empty. It's just the word on the street. And mainly, they are talking about this town shuttle.
As noted before, START doesn't quite run empty. But Epstein says there are some routes that may be unnecessary and some tweaks that would make the system more convenient. A new committee will begin studying this and other issues on July 11th. They'll also work with some local employers to try to make the service more popular. On the bus, Herman Rodriguez says the bus matches his shifts okay. The one recommendation he'd make to the committee is to help visitors learn how the bus system works and where it goes.
For the local, we understand where they go and what bus we must take. But for the tourists, it's complex.
In other words, despite being in business for decades, START supporters still have a lot of work to do.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Alana Elder.